Welcome, everyone. Woodway is a slow community. It takes its own time in getting things done, and it's like 5:02. We're supposed to start at 5:00. So we're starting the Woodway Planning and Zoning Commission, and we have a quorum of commissioners present. And we'll just say that we've called to order. And I'd ask that if there are any public comments by any citizens that would like to address this commission, if you would see anybody, you can address that podium and identify yourself and talk out loud. And I'm not seeing anybody do that, so I'm going to say there are no public comments. And so I'll ask the members if they'll consider the minutes for February 25th regular meeting.
I make a motion that we approve the February 25th, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign. The minutes are approved. Item number four, discussion and consider action on approval of final plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the EHM addition PUD to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being a part of that called the 50.94-acre tract 2, comma, described in a deed to the LFRP Limited, recorded under instrument number 2006-03-7607 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas. John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, you remember that you approved the preliminary plat some two meetings ago. It's the small lot out off the borders Lake Forest Parkway. We are bringing you the final plat. We recommend conditional approval. The actual only thing that's missing, if you remember, you approved the escarpment plan. Well, we're trying to get that line that was proposed at the preliminary plat phase on the final plat. That's really all we're waiting on. So they've assured me they'll get that done, but that's what we're waiting on the list. So we're asking for conditional approval.
Now, this is the one that we've been talking about a lot. He's just going to add it to his lot?
Add what?
It's
tract acreage outside of Lake Forest, and it's just a single lot, single family lot, yes, that he's adding.
This is different than the other one on Lake Forest.
What's the other one? You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a separate. They actually pulled that one. They're going to come back next time.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this is the other side. That's actually north. Actually, you can see the outline of it if you look in the northwest corner of the map you're seeing there. That's actually that piece right there that you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
And that one's incorporating that 30-foot between that red line and the blue line. That's what he's actually incorporating. That's a different matter for a different day, but this one's directly off Lake Forest. Like I said, everything else is right, actually, except for we asked that they place that build line on the plat. It makes it easier for the inspector. Anybody that's looking at it can see where that no build line is.
I'm sorry, this is important, but I'll get off real quick.
We still have a quorum.
Hello.
I'm perfectly fine. Any questions?
This one have to come back to us again.
It will.
It will need to come back.
Yes, because since we're recommending conditional approval, it will come back for your approval, yes.
So we could approve it like it's written?
Conditionally.
And that's just to meet the timetables you all have to?
Yeah, within 30 days, this plat has to be before this commission, right. Unless they pull it, of course, but within 30 days, it has to come to you, and that's the way it comes, and then it'll come back. Within 15 days of their submittal of the corrected plans, you'll see it again.
So the city recommends we give a conditional approval to this.
Yes, sir.
Would you consider that?
I'll make a motion.
It's motion and seconded.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So it's conditionally approved.
Thank you so much. I'll pass it on.
Staff updates.
I do have one update. It's not going to be what you wanted to hear, but I have not got a clear answer on our parking in the walking track debacle. But I do know you can park in the walking track just because there's a demising wall, I guess, on that. You can still park in it. It's frowned upon, but I'm still working on a clear answer for you. The legalities of parking in the bike lane, because it's kind of a back and forth.
Yeah, thank you. That just seemed to me. Not that I want to go park over there.
Right.
But however, if I lived in one of those houses, I might want to park my car out there on the street or have a guest park their house in front of my, their car in front of my house, because the street does not say no parking. And
for sure. I do know on the other end in front of the school.
Down by the school zone.
Any lawn service that goes on, they do park in lane of traffic for sure. But I didn't get an answer back, and I didn't think to ask that, but I see them all the time parked in that lane of traffic to unload and load for doing yard work. So I know they do that all the time. But
delivery trucks do that every once in a while.
Same thing.
It's kind of pertinent to us in a way. It's kind of zoning in a way.
Yeah. But, so who makes that decision?
Well, that all falls on the police department. I just haven't got a clear answer on it.
It's kind of a taking when you take somebody's rights away from them.
And, do they ever have the right to park there?
Nah, totally not my purview. I don't know.
Now, do you have the right to park in front of your house?
Yes, but there are some streets that have no parking zones.
But is there one here that says no parking zone?
Let me see if I can get the police chief to weigh in on that, but I don't know.
I'm just asking.
I totally don't know. But anyway, that's my answer. It's a partial answer, but I'll see if I can clear it up for next time to get it kind of more crystal clear.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Okay, item number 6.
I got that. I make a motion to adjourn at 5:09 p.m.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye. Without discussion.
That was 7 minutes.
How about it?